My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Using Creativity to Boost Your Mood. I want to talk about creativity today. Yes, in this hectic world, we can find time to be creative. I'd even say we have to try. I've found that when I'm stressed out or ready to throw in the towel with this hectic world, one choice helps: being creative. There are four reasons I have found that increasing creativity in our world helps us in our wellness and well-being, as well as living with passion. So let's go over those today. Reason number one, creativity helps us shift our mundane routines. Sometimes we live on autopilot, and no, I'm not judging you for that, because I've done the same. I spent years on autopilot, and then I get through the end of that chapter in life and go, holy crap, where did it go? It's a valuable lesson in mindfulness, which I talk about often at FSW. When I go for days or weeks without being creative, I see that it offers us a new boost. It can lead to a more mindful existence and helps us ground ourselves in what we are looking at or tweaking. You might find comfort in creative art, expression, or anything else that stirs your soul, but don't discount the power in it to help you be here now. Reason number two. Living and creating imperfectly. While it's hard to learn at the moment and frustrating, I appreciate how creative pursuits have shown me how to not be a perfectionist, and it is so damn hard. Perfectionism has been wired into many of us, myself included, and it's something we need to work with almost daily. When we sit with a new craft or a new method of sharing our wisdom and skills, it helps us build muscles of grace and compassion for ourselves. And that is a gift for not only ourselves right now, but for our pursuits in the future. Reason number three, creativity offers us freedom to express ourselves. When I asked someone what their top gift was that creativity gives them, this was their answer. So I ask you, how does creativity offer you the freedom to express yourself? How does it make you feel free in the process of learning? Or is your victory at the end of a project when you see the outcome in full? These are just some simple questions to get your reflections going. And this also relates to pursuing creative works with imperfection and compassion. Because when we try to do something perfectly, we limit ourselves and the freedom we have. We might even feel caged in during the process or at the end if it's not good enough. So think about this and how creativity creates freedom for you. Reason number four, it can bring us joy and happiness like a magnet. The last reason I want to share in how compassion can boost your mood is that when you feel free in it or you feel joy in the process or the outcome, it allows you to see more joy and happiness in other areas of your life. To bring this concept down a couple of levels, it's not about living with toxic positivity, but in creative expression or projects when we feel uplifted and like we have confidence again, or we're excited about learning something new just because it's cool. It helps us look at our work and our personal lives where we might be creative again and again. Or because we have a boost in our mood from being creative, it might help us have a little bit of a boost in areas that have felt like a drag lately. Again, this is not about toxic positivity and avoiding feelings, but this is an opportunity for you to take 30 minutes or more time if you have it and do something creative, whether it's drawing on a napkin, a doodle while you're at a coffee meeting, or something more constructive. And by giving yourself permission to be creative, you're opening up opportunities in your future to not only be mindful and grounded, but to love yourself in a new way. And that's a gift that will keep on giving. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at femininesagewisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at femininesagewisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.